And again, dedicate tonight's learning as a schos for Jack Petrushka, for Yaakov ben Rachel, who is in need of Rachmei Shamayim. Tonight I want to take a look at a very pretty Ramban, a short and very thought-provoking Ramban. A solid reading of Pasuk, an important topic that he raises. Let's bring up that Ramban. Okay. So once again, we dedicate the learning tonight as a schus for Echola Yaakov ben Rachel, Jack Petrushka, who is in need of Rachem Eshamayim. Draw your attention to Ramban. This is our third opportunity this week to have this Parsha burst. It's a focus on enhancing our limud of Chumash, our limud of the Sedra Vayakel Pikudei. I want to spend our third of three opportunities this week learning Ramban inside. Psukim, near the beginning of Vayakel, four Psukim in the Psukim begin to tell about Moshe Rabbeinu now that he's down from Har Sinai, from his last stay in Har Sinai. This is after Yom HaKippurim. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks al kol adas b'nei Yisrael in Pasuk Dalet. Speaks to the Jewish people, gathers everyone together. Zeh adav asher tziva Hashem le'mar, I'm giving you a mitzvah l'doros. Asiyas ha-mishkan, and for this we're going to need donations. K'chu me'etchem truma l'Hashem. Kol nadiv li'bo yivi'eha, eis trumas Hashem. We need to donate various materials. Whoever is generous of heart, nadiv li'bo. Moshe goes on to itemize the different materials that they need, different metals, zavachesef and nochoshes, and different fabrics, tchelos, argaman, and so on and so forth, and leathers, and all sorts of ingredients and raw materials that they're going to need in the building of the Mishkan. V'chochacham leiv b'chem yavo v'yasu eis kol asher tziva Hashem, pasuk yud. Whoever is wise of heart will come and will follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions, will follow the divine blueprint in putting together these raw materials and fashioning a Mishkan and fashioning Big Day Kahuna. And Moshe goes on to enumerate for Kol Yisrael the different parts that they're going to be making, the Mishkan, the Ohel, and the Krusim, and so on and so forth, the various Kalim, the Shulchan, the Menorah, etc., etc. Long, long list. The Torah goes on to tell us that the Jews came forward with incredible generosity. Pasuk Chavdalid, Kol Meirim, Trumas Kesef, Nechoshes, Heviyus, Trumas Hashem. Jews began to come forward with silver and with copper and with shittim wood. There were women, Chachmas Lev, who were prepared to spin. The Nesiim come forward, Pasuk Chavzayin, with the necessary stones. Rashi tells us this is perhaps the only items that were left when the Nesim came forward, Avnei Shoam, Avnei Luim, and so on and so forth. But the opening of the shift from Moshe speaking to the Jews coming forward, is Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayavo kol isha sher nesa'o libo. Every person whose heart had raised him. Chol sheh nadva rucho oso. Anyone who's had the nedivos haruach, the generous of spirit, hevius trumas Hashem, they began to bring forward the gifts, the donations for Mishkan, the Zahav, and so on and so forth. So the Ramban points out that the language here, and the Ibn Ezra is very sensitive to this, we heard earlier about the Nedivos HaLev. Kol Nadiv Libo. What's Nisa'o Libo? His heart raised him. What are we supposed to make of that? So the Ramban has an approach different than the Ibn Ezra. Let's take a look. It's a short and dense Ramban. Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chafalf. Vayavo Kol Isha Asher Nisa'o Libo. Every person whose heart had raised him. Now the Pasuk sounds like, give me a moment. The pasuk sounds like they were talking about the Jews who were donating. Kol ish asher nisa'o libo asher nadva rucho. Also, the Jews who were feeling generous. Rabban says no. Kol ish asher nisa'o libo. We haven't heard this phrase before. The Jew whose heart had raised him. Al hachacham ha'osim melacha yomer kein. He says, this is talking about Jews who are prepared to do the work, not Jews who are donating. Lo matzinu ala misnadvim nesius leiv, aval yasker behem nedivus. Earlier when we spoke about donators, that was not the terminology wasn't nesius haleiv, it was nedivus haleiv. Nedivus is generosity. Nesius haleiv is something else. And Ramban says, as a matter of fact, the Chumash already said we're going to need two different categories. We're looking for two different categories of people. We're looking for givers and we're looking for makers. We're looking for Jews who can offer. We're looking for Jews who can offer goods and we're looking for Jews who can offer work, who can offer expertise. And the Rabban says that's what the Torah is talking about here as well. It's not a single phrase, Asher Nisa'o Libo, Nadva Rucho, they're going to bring. No. Nadva Rucho is going to bring. Nisa'o Libo is prepared to do the work. Tam Asher Nisa'o Libo, what's this phrase? His heart has picked him up. What does it mean? They spoke, Kadosh Baruch, Moshe Rabbeinu, earlier speaks to the Jewish people about Chacham Lev. Chacham Lev, a woman who's a Chachmas Lev, they're going to do the work. But what's Nisa'o Libo? This is interesting. The Torah describes the Jews who actually stepped forward were Nisa'o Libo. Their hearts had picked them up. Rabban suggests that it's not the same as being generous. Nisa'o Libo l'karvel amalacha. His heart picked him up to be willing to step forward to do this work. Ki lo yahai behem shalom adas hamalacha se'elmi malameid. Because Rabban says, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu had described, ideally you want a chacham lev. Ideally, you would want someone who was trained. But the Jews hadn't been trained in goldsmithing. The Jews hadn't been trained in fine carpentry. None of them had learned these malachas from a milamed. Or even Misha'imin ben yad of klal. None of them even had practice. There weren't even any do-it-yourselfers who had sort of autodidact, teach-yourself types who had just figured out in the past, had puttered around the workshop and figured out how to work with metals and figured out how to work with wood. The Jews didn't have that sort of experience. They didn't have that expertise. They didn't have that experience. The Jews had been slaves in Egypt working with bricks and mortar. Ava matza betivo. So who's going to do this? Matza betivo sheyei delasos kein. There were Jews who looked inside themselves and said, you know what? I think it's in my nature. I think I have the aptitude to do this. Vayigba libo b'darchei Hashem. The Ramban references the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. His heart was high in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a confidence. Ramban is borrowing that phrase from Divrei Hayamim. A Jew who has a confidence in Azus de Kedusha. He has a holy type of chutzpah. He's ready to take on the challenge to do the right thing. Lavolof ne'mosha le'morlo ani esekol asher aduni dover. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, whatever skills you need for making this mishkan, I'm willing to give it a try. This is fascinating. Rabban says, I already spoke about this earlier, in the previous, again, Rabban uses the word seder or sedra, for what we call parsha of the week, in a different sedra, in Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa spoke, the Chumash spoke of the choosing, the divine choice of Bezalel. And Ramban there speaks about the fact that Bezalel was a boy who had grown up in Mitzrayim, who was divinely endowed with the capacity for all of these different crafts, which he had never been trained in. So this problem of where's the professional workforce going to come? Who's going to have the artisanal skills to work with gold, to work with silver, to work with fine woods? Rabban already raised that problem earlier. What's fascinating is it wasn't only Bezalel who needed it. You needed a whole workforce. Who are going to be the Chachmei Lev? So the Torah highlights that the Jews who came forward to donate, they were marked by nedivus, nedivus halev, nedivus haruach, a generosity, a willingness to give of their material possessions. The Jews who came forward to do the work, who were volunteering to be the builders of the Mishkan, they had a different midah tova. They had this confidence to give it a try. Anyone whose heart had raised him, who had this confidence, let me give it a try, to come close to this malacha which I'm not trained and for which I don't really have any experience. Also, who was willing to have the generosity, they brought the truma. What the Ramban is pointing out here is that, as you see in this printing, there's a comma. Comma. That's one group. Those who had the nesios halev to do the work. Group number two, those who had nedivos, with generosity, brought donations. As a matter of fact, you look at the pasuk, the trop, the tame hamikah, the way we lane it, highlights that as well. Originally, before the Ramban had opened their eyes, we thought this was one long phrase, one group of people. Everyone's upraised heart, and nivas haruach. We thought that was basically one description. The generous, good people, they brought gifts. The Ramban points out that no, right after the words nisa'o libo, there should be a comma. Yavo kolish, asher nisa'o libo. All the people who had confidence, they came to do what? To do the work. V'chol shenad v'arucho, so, hevius trumas Hashem. And the second group, who had nedivus, who had generosity, they brought the truma. Now, the Ramban doesn't highlight this, but there's an asnachta under the word libo. You see that right over there. The asnachta is the most significant stop in a pasuk. So it's really two halves of the pasuk. Everyone who had confidence in Rabban translate came. Period. Sentence number two. Whoever was generous brought the Trumas Hashem. Brought gifts, brought goods. Now the Ramban ends by tying this group back to the individuals he had mentioned earlier. V'hinei Moshe amar l'kulam ki kara Hashem b'shem b'tzal v'aliyav. Then he wraps up by saying, look, then Moshe continues to say, Kadosh Baruch was already specified by name two leaders of the crew to make it, the team who will make it, v'yomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, r'u kara Hashem b'shem. Hashem specified by name, b'tzal ben Uri, and couple of psukim later, Allah ben Achi Samach. Those two people. And Rashi comments there that it's incredible that the Torah is putting these two together. That Salal and Ahliyav, even though they came from two different Shvatim, Yehuda and Dan, which had very different social standing, Rashi says, but the Torah is stressing, but they both were ready to do the work, both capable of doing the work. Their Torah's Masha puts them on the more or less the same footing. But Salal's is in charge, and Eliyahu is the second in command, but they're getting very similar billing. It doesn't matter where you come from. Yichus doesn't matter. It's what you do that really matters, says Ramban. Says Rashi on that pasuk. Now the Ramban points out it's not only Eliyahu who's on similar footing to Bezalel. Acher ken kar lehem Moshe ve'el kol chacham leiv she'avo levanav ve'nasan lehem hanedava. After specifying that Kadosh Baruch Hu had named Bezalel and Eliyahu to the leadership positions, Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to call all the Chachmei Lev, who are marked specifically and solely by this midah of confidence, by this midah of if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it done, I'm ready to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, jump, I'll say how high. Ani aseh, as Ramban said earlier, kol asher adoni dover. So sort of like Ramban is almost expanding even further. This notion that Rashi already put forward, that Bezalel and Aliyev are of equal, of similar standing, any Jew who had the confidence, who was willing to give it a try, was a part of that team. Now that's an incredible picture that emerges from these psukim. That so much can be this notion of azus to kedusha, this notion that my desire to do the right thing and my willingness to give it a try and to stick to the job, that can take me incredibly far. It's one of the many hidden lessons of Parshat Yaakov Pikudei, and it's one of the many, many ways in which Parshat Yaakov Pikudei, if we look at it carefully, we're not going to have a chance to hear it read b'tzibur. We'll have a chance to learn it by ourselves over the course of Shabbos morning, perhaps between Shachris and Mincha, Shachris and Musaf, and to savor every morsel, and to savor these psukim that give us perspective and give us guidance and give us inspiration into how we can grow. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining tonight, and we're going to head to a Marav now. And please bear in mind, as I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, Yaakov ben Rachel, David Petrushka's father, who is very much in need of Rachmei Shemaim. Wish you all a healthy, safe, and productive, thoughtful night. Thank you so much. Thank you.